subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ninja Selling Podcast. Matt and Garrett are back with you again, and we're excited to have a nice quick shot in the arm episode today. We're not going to do a big, long, hour-long venture or anything like that. We don't need to go on a huge, long field trip together.
Aww.
Just a nice little tidbit to give you some value and send you off on the rest of your day. Matt, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Garrett. I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm awesome. Well, if you just real quick, if you want to get to know more about what we're talking about, where we come from, go to ninjaselling.com. You can also go on Facebook and check out our Facebook community. Coming up on 16,000 people in there. Amazing group. Join us. Have some fun. With that being said, I want to not necessarily postcards. We are going to talk about postcards today, but actual valuable touches with your clients, communicating with your clients. I'm seeing some interesting things start to kind of bubble up here as we go into 2024, Matt. And I've been doing this long enough. So I'm coming up here in 20 years. We actually have been doing this longer than 20 years, but officially 20 years. And every year, you know, I get to pick apart different things and watch different results and see how things happen. And at the end of the day, I am always reminded that all of this comes back to communication with people, connection with people, relationships with people. And sometimes we get stuck on like, what is the right way? Sometimes we get stuck on the, do I have to do it all? I know there's a lot of people that get bogged down and like they think because they're not doing one system that they're failing on it. And I've said many times, you can overload one system and lack on another system and still get great results. I can still make this business work. And starting to see some interesting little patterns. I've had some people that have had some really big kickoffs to their second quarter right now. And I've been asking them, what are you doing different? And I'm getting kind of fun responses of like, I really leaned into my postcards like that. Like, I'm like, anything else? Do you up your phone calls? You do this? Are you doing more lunches, doing more real estate reviews? Like, nope. I just doubled down on postcards. And, you know, by one person, he's like, I've got one going out like every week here for a while. I've been doing that. And he goes, all of a sudden my phone started ringing like crazy. And I got a lot of people to help right now. And I'm like, I'll take note of that. Like, that's good to know. Two people have said that to me now. I'm like, all right. Good to know. But again, I don't want to lean into it's just postcards. It's just open the communication with people, Matt. It never fails, never lets me down.
Never fails. And I will even say, like, I know people who are like, yeah, I've just doubled down on my phone calls this year. And they're like, the conversations are leading to incredible referrals. Or, you know, yeah, I've actually leaned into my email marketing and I started increasing the frequency of that. I've heard that too. I love postcards. Postcards obviously have a special place in my heart. But I think what's great about this is so many agents have this fear of sending too much information to people. And the reason why is because most of the time, the information that they're sending is garbage. And it's like, yeah, if you're just going to send a token postcard or a email that has no relevance, it's just like a list of articles that they don't want to read. It's not, I mean, yes, your name shows up in the inbox, your name shows up in the mailbox, which, by the way, is already better than the next guy. So even if you do it with items that aren't, quote, super valuable, it probably will work, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But you will have some people who are like, yeah, take me off this list. Whereas if you focus on the value and then the frequency doesn't really become an issue anymore, and it actually plays to your benefit. And also it helps you find more people to serve who actually would really love to have you as their advisor, which is a wonderful thing.
So Sarah and I have been joking about this in the evening. We don't watch a whole lot of TV in my household, but every once in a while we will get stuck on a show. And the show we're stuck on right now is Expedition Unknown, which I don't know if anybody's ever watched it. It's fascinating. Highly recommend it. It's on, I believe it's on Discovery Plus is what it's on. And so what happens is when you binge watch a show like that, that's been, you know, it's just there, you're just streaming it. Discovery Plus gets to show whatever commercial they want to show in between the episodes as they're kind of changing. Currently, right now, they have a show coming out called Rock the Block.
Oh, dude.
Which I was laughing.
Rock the Block's the best show. Are you kidding?
I haven't watched it yet. So again.
Oh, it's been around for a while. I mean, anyway, go on.
This is how little TV I watch. So this is Rock the Block's coming out. At least they're advertising it right now. And this is the point I wanted to make. They're advertising it right now. They got Ty Pennington, I think is his name.
Yeah, he's the host.
who looks a little bit like Kid Rock.
He does.
Right now, as he's aging. And so I joke every single time it comes on. I'm like, oh, look, it's Kid Rock. Which now it's turned into a joke in our family, which now I'm like, I started calling him Chris Rock the other day. And I'm kind of thinking, okay, how many Rocks do we know? Rock the Block. We got Kid Rock, kind of looks like Kid Rock. We got Chris Rock.
The Rock.
It's become a joke in our household. But here's where my wife stopped. And she said, she goes, it's really interesting. She says, so here we are watching the show. We've watched other shows on this channel too. And they have the opportunity to market any show they want to market. And this is the one they're choosing to market. And they're not just choosing to show like, hey, one clip of it. And then like we wait like five shows and then boom, we get another one. Like we are seeing that over and over again to become it's a joke. And I'm like, hey, Kid Rock's back on. Like it's this joke that's happening now. Sure enough, I came down later in the evening and Sarah's watching Rock the Block. She goes, advertising works. She said, you know what? I never would have watched this. She's like, but they made it look fun. I was being bombarded by it. Bombarded. Not in a way that I was like, ah, if I see this thing again, I'm going to freak out and I never want to see it again. It's an intriguing ad. Like they got a lot of great energy and fun stuff and the way they're talking about it. And sure enough, now she's watching it. And I think that's the point to be taken there is like, we couldn't get away from it. Like it was coming in and coming in and coming in and coming in. Now it had to be value. It could have been an annoying one where you all know those commercials were like, if I see that commercial again, I'm literally going to turn the TV off. This never made me want to turn the TV off. It never makes me want to get up and walk away. There is a value piece there that makes it look like it's fun. And it's in my world all the time. Here I am talking about it on my podcast. Bah! This is how marketing works. And there's so many of us that don't send anything out. Ugh. And we just sit back and we wait and we're like, well, I got a lot of people that know me and they know I sell real estate. They know what I do for a living. They know what I offer, but nobody's referring me and I really don't have a whole lot of repeat business. And postcards are just dynamite, but they're one of the elements of staying in people's worlds and staying in flow with them. And I know some amazing agents that don't send a whole lot of postcards out, but they talk to their people every week.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just who they are. And their doors are being blown off with business in that way. It is a frequency of interaction, Matt, that so many people miss the opportunity on. And they let their people get too far away from them.
Yeah, they do. And I will say, marketing will not take the place of your live interactions. The live interactions still need to happen because you can also get out marketed, but you cannot get out personality did.
But
that doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
But you can have a lot of great friends that don't know what you offer.
Exactly. And this is where the marketing is important because it tells you exactly what you do. And it's your opportunity to educate. Our last episode, we talked about getting through this whole settlement, quote unquote, storm is educate your people. Like not on that, on what brings value to them as a home buyer and seller. And this is, and so I always look in marketing, there's three categories. And this is what we focus on in my business too, which is, are we educating, are we entertaining, or are we evoking some sort of emotion with the content? Or a combination of those three. If it doesn't hit any of those marks, it doesn't happen.
Yep.
And now education can be very, very simple too. It doesn't have to be complicated. But this is where I look at, if you are sending a card that simply says, time to turn your clock back, there's no value in that. Now, if you make it funny, if you make it exciting and entertaining, or you pair that with some other piece of education, now we're good. But if it just simply says, spring forward with like a bunny rabbit, springing forward, like, please stop.
So I do have to laugh because I've worked really hard over many, many, many years of all the agents. Because a lot of the agents that I coach, Matt, you know this, but to the listeners out here, I have a lot of people that I've coached for like coming up on 18 years, 15 years, 10 years that I've worked with them in their businesses, still working with them in their businesses. And I have done a great job of weeding out all the time to set your clocks back, time to spring forward, time to fall back. And this year, I got no postcards for the first time about it.
And it totally caught me off guard. I totally was like, what is going? Oh, the time change.
It's because they're sending them via email now. You know why? Because they don't work. That's why you're not getting them. People have decided to figure out like, hey, I'm not going to send that. You know, but if you focus on the value and you have a great cadence too, this is the other thing. You want to be at a cadence I look at too, where people don't even know what your cadence is. And if you're only dropping something in someone's inbox or mailbox once a month, that's a cadence that they're aware of, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's long enough where they're just like, oh, right. Like you want it to be so consistent that they just know. They're like, of course, Garrett sells real estate. I get all this information from him all the time. It looks really cool. I read some of it. I don't read all of it, but I know that it's good stuff because when I do pick it up, it makes me smile. It makes me think. Or it makes me cry, potentially, if it's that kind of emotional thing. I actually saw Matt Leonetti. He is an agent in Canada. He just posted a video the other day, and I shared it on my Instagram stories because it was awesome. He created a listing video that was narrated by the house. And it was the house talking about its family. And it was emotional. And this is coming from a guy where every time I see his stuff, I'm like, I'm going to laugh today because he is hilarious. And this thing was emotional. And I was like, gosh, like I could feel myself tearing up a little bit. And it was about this house, how it loved its family, helping it grow. And they're so excited for the next one to come in. And it was super well done. And that is a emotion evoking piece of marketing, which because people are like, oh, emotion, you can't add that in there. I'm like, oh yeah, you can. That's the most powerful, sharing stories about your clients. And I know we're getting into like now ideas of what people can do, but
yeah.
You do all these things and you pair it with this frequency, Garrett, you're going to get results. It's almost impossible not to. I mean, that's why Sarah's now watched Rock the Block. We watched Rock the Block here in our house, by the way. So
I have yet to sit down and fully tune into it.
Also, I have a funny story about Rock the Block real quick. So for a hot minute, Jen and I were thinking about moving to the Somerville area when we were looking for a bigger house. And so this is a few years ago, we went up to Somerville and we're driving through this massive master plan community and all this stuff and looking at, and like, I see far away, I'm like, wait, there's some houses over there. Let's go check those out. So we drive all the way over to the other side where there's nothing except for these four houses and they're like built, but there's nothing in them and there's no trucks there or anything. And I was like, gosh, like, what are these houses? I'm like, I'm on the MLS, I'm on Zillow, I'm on everything to try to find out what it is. And then about a month or two later, they announced Rock the Block, South Carolina. And I was like, oh, those are the Rock the Block houses. That's why we couldn't find them. So anyway, that was a funny story.
You know, so you know, going back to marketing for a second, you know, it's interesting. And you're talking about a normal cadence. And so like I've got Andrea Toole at the group. We've had her on I've coached her for many years. I just had a funny experience with her last week because I was going to get my mail and I always have her monthly group newsletter that comes. So that's always in my, you know, once a month in my inbox or my mailbox, PO box. And then I typically always get a just listed or a just sold postcard periodically kind of throughout the way. And then and something about, I usually get about 2 to 3 pieces of mail from her a month. So I go into my mailbox. I have 7 pieces of mail that I get in my hand. I had a handwritten note. I had a postcard from somebody else and I had 5 postcards. From Andrea. And I shouldn't say 5 postcards. One was her monthly newsletter from the group. And I had 4 postcards. And I feel like I had more. I might have had 8 pieces of mail. I had a bunch from her.
Had you checked your mail recently?
I had. This was the thing that made me stop and be like, what in the world is going on? So I started flipping through her postcards. They're all just solds and just listeds. And they're all beautiful homes, beautiful price points. Every single one of them. I sat there in my car going, whoa, like she is helping a lot of people right now, like with real estate. How cool is that? And every one of them made me look at the houses and go, man, that's a pretty impressive price point for Fort Collins. And I kind of went through each one. And then I had this crazy urge that I took to pick up the phone and call her. And I said, so I just checked my inbox, my mailbox. And she says, what, you got mail from Spamdria? I was like, yeah. I'm like, if I ever call you and say, hey, are you sure you have enough mailing going out right now? I said, just answer with yes. I said, or you can hang up on me. I said, because you have got this thing. I said, that's a lot of postcards though. And she says, I got a lot of postcards I got to send. She goes, I got a lot of business I'm doing right now. She goes, I'm not. And that's what we started talking about, is it's not just mail for the sake of mail. The cool part is that when you are doing great business, hopefully what happens is a lot of your mail turns into these fact points of like, this is what's happening right now. This is a recent sale that's going on right now. This is a client that I'm working with right now in a real situation. That stuff is like a proof of concept type mail that makes people say, I have confidence in this person because they are out here, they are active there. And every time I see a postcard that has her face on it, I smile. She's a friend of mine. I don't sit there and go like, oh my gosh, she's blowing up my, you know, really? Like, are you kidding me? She's built an incredible relationship with me, as she does with all of her people, and she's got great value going out. And I think that, Matt, when you go outside the box and somebody gets a whole bunch of mail from you like that, because you're just doing a lot of business right now, it's not spam and it's not uncomfortable and it doesn't make me get weird about it. It makes me go, I want to pick up the phone and call her, which is what I did.
And it's not like you're getting that every day.
No, that's why it caught me off guard. That's why I was like, whoa, like, oh my gosh. And she's like, yeah, she goes, I've received some calls. I was like, that's what this is all about.
Which is awesome. And in running our postcard business, like we've seen some people who are like, oh gosh, this person asked to be removed from my list. I'm like, cool, awesome. I had one person say like, oh man, they had three people asked to be removed, which I was shocked actually to see that high. But their list was 400 people long, or maybe it was only 200, but it was a big list. And I said, oh, okay. And there's like, well, maybe I should slow down what I'm doing. I said, okay, you want 197 people then who are enjoying what you're sending to not get that because three people said they don't want it anymore. Just stop sending it to those three people. No big deal.
Well, and I think the interesting thing, Matt, too, is the other question to ask is, tell me about the relationship you had with the three people that signed off.
And it's usually, oh yeah, I didn't really know them that well.
I don't know them. Like, oh, they're somebody that I met because they're on my kid's soccer team, and I just thought I'd throw them on the list just to throw them up. But I never talked to them. Like, or there's somebody that I know through church that I've never really talked to. I think so often the people that say I want out or I don't want to be on this, usually we have a weak connection with them, and it's like, well, yes, it's okay,
yeah,
and totally okay. Let them go.
Absolutely. So if you're not doing your marketing pieces, if you're not doing your auto flow, if you're not doing postcards, if you're not doing email, start to think about doing that. Remember, content, educate your people, entertain them, or evoke some emotion. Bring those elements together and or search for a great service. There's a lot of companies out there that do this really, really well from all the different platforms. And so do your research.
Do you know a good one?
I know a great postcard company.
All right, just checking. What's
just
it called?
For sure. Prosecco and Post.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Just if anybody knows about that one, that's...
I heard of them.
Matt oversees that.
I heard of them. I send postcards through them personally. And that's a fact. I'm not just a... I'm not just an owner. I'm a client. Gosh, remember the old... Was that Just for Men Hair Club?
Like Back to Hair Club for Men.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Nicely done, Matt.
I'm not just a member. I'm a client. Well, there it is, guys. Pick up your frequency of interaction with people and gosh, give them some value because they're going to enjoy it. And watch Rock the Block. It is a fun show. My wife loves it.
I can't speak to it. I know their marketing's good. I can't speak to the show.
There you go. Well, guys, thanks for joining us again. As Garrett said in the beginning, if you want to learn about ninja selling, head over to ninjaselling.com. Join our Facebook group. Search for the Ninja Selling Podcast. It's incredible. We so appreciate you guys tuning into this twice a week, every single week. We love you guys a whole lot. We hope that you have an incredible day, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody.
If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about ninja selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.